Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello again, it's me, your doting host Ishan Akbar, and welcome to 929, a new podcast from Fiverr.com. Each episode, I'll be speaking to a different industry expert. They'll be giving you one key lesson on how to grow your business. All you have to do is give them just 9 minutes and 29 seconds of your time in return. Today, I'll be speaking to Emily Friedman, who is Chief of Staff at Panera Bread. Panera Bread is a huge chain of American bakery cafes specializing in healthy, happy food. More on that later. But first, here's Emily with a life hack that will alter the course of your breakfast eating existence.
I bread slice my bagel, so not horizontally, but vertically in slices. That's just a bagel hack for your listeners.
Hold on. So you vertically slice your bagel?
Yes. You get a lot more cream cheese surface area, and it's a yummy snack.
As well as having over 2,000 stores in the US, Panera Bread has a large slice of pie in the e-commerce business, with a third of their sales now being online. With an operation this big, it's easy to imagine messaging getting lost throughout the company. But not when Emily is around. As Chief of Staff, Emily is constantly communicating Panera Bread's mission statement to all employees. So I wanted to find out how she does it, and why you should do the same. Here goes. Right, it's a bit gloomy where I am today, but my guest, I hope, is in sunnier climes. I'm joined today by Emily Friedman. Hello, Emily. How are you?
Hi, Ishan. I'm very well. Thank you.
Whereabouts are you?
I am in Boston, and it is indeed very sunny. It's nice. Yes.
And how's everything going? Are you having a nice time? You just mentioned that you was it your toddlers you got rid of? Not in a bad way.
No, not just sent them off for breakfast. Okay. And they're safe and well, my toddlers, with their dad.
Good. Great. Now, look, talk to us about what your lesson is today.
My lesson is about knowing your mission statement and sticking to it.
Oh, okay. Right. So it feels like there's two parts. Let's start with the first bit. Knowing your mission statement. What is a mission statement?
There's probably a lot of mission statements out there that, you know, are just a lot of hot air. You know, you put it on the website and then move on, mm-hmm. right? But a really good mission statement has the power to center everyone in an organization and give you clarity on what to do and what not to do.
Okay, so what's Panera Bread's mission statement?
It's one Panera for a healthier and happier world. And that's what we repeat to each other. It's shorthand. It's quick.
As in, you repeat that to each other in the morning when you see each other at work.
Yes, right off the bat. you know, when you walk in, which you think I'm joking, but we actually do start meetings, every single meeting in the company.
Wow.
With that vision. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned is you really cannot communicate it enough. You sort of have to communicate it until you yourself are sick of it.
How do you strike the balance then between making sure the message gets through to people and also winning over people who just want to come to work, do the job, get paid and go home?
I think it's very important that you, for the skeptic, if you will, that you're very clear about how the logic of it works. You have to break it down a bit. You can't just leave it at pie in the sky, warm, fuzzy language. So for us, we've done that in many forums, right? Okay. Healthier, happier world. The healthier, what does that mean? Well, because we have 100% clean food, no artificial preservatives, colors, sweeteners, etc. Happier world. We sell ooey gooey mac and cheese and, you know, 800 calorie cookies, right? There's a happier component
Yum.
To that as well. So you have to, you break it down into the logic of what do we mean by it and what are we after?
I feel like it works because you've inspired me to want to eat.
That's the idea, right?
Here's what I'm interested in. Is getting a mission statement more to pat yourselves on the back, or does it have any value to the customer? Because if I'm coming in, I just want that cinnamon crunch bagel. I want to go home, slice it vertically, and put some cream cheese on it. I'm not thinking about the Panera Bread after that.
So I don't really care if zero customers know our mission statement. That's not the point for us. It is right. more for the brand and the company. But the customer should care in what they see show up. You know, if there's something that doesn't fit with the brand, the customers are going to know that. They're going to tell you that. Right. And so the mission statement for me is orienting around what you do that shows up for the customer, what you put in the food in our case.
So you were an English major from college. How did you go from that to becoming chief of staff? Seems like a very interesting route.
It's true. I was English at college and in creative writing, really. I wrote my novel for my senior thesis.
Oh, wow.
But for me, storytelling and narrative is essential in business. It's really underrated. I think shaping and communicating your strategy for stakeholders can be just as important as communicating externally with customers.
This might be a tricky question, but let's see. If Panera Bread was to be a book, which book would it be?
Ooh, you know, it might be a volume, a trilogy. You might have a little like Michael Pollan thing going on there.
Okay.
Because we have a progressive food agenda. But then you also have something that's just luscious and enjoyable about it. So maybe it'd be a beach read thrown in on the other side.
What is your favorite genre of literature? Do you have one?
I love reading poetry.
So will we see a Panera Bread mission statement that is a sonnet, maybe?
The whole lesson is about sticking to your mission statement. So we're pretty well set. But, you know, I hope that the next time you enjoy one of our bagels, it will be like reading a poem.
Having an English major background, someone who obviously quite likes storytelling, it seems like you're quite comfortable coming up with or delivering a mission statement. If you're not that way inclined, how can you get to a point where you're telling the story of your business and trying to come up with a mission statement?
Well, I think keep it simple. Go back to your heritage or go back to your roots, or in the case of a startup, you know, go back to your why. Creating a mission statement or just, you know, getting that on paper, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a long ordeal. In fact, it even wasn't for us as Panera. There was an element of go back to your heritage and go back to your roots. But the other thing that we did, we just talked to people who loved the brand.
Running a business is hard. It's difficult. And there's so many challenges to it. How can you make sure that you stick to that mission statement?
Yeah, I think it's critical to have something that can endure. Obviously, the world has changed quite a bit in recent days, and we've not had to change our mission statement, which is a testament to its strength. Mm-hmm. And to me, the key to sticking to it is truly in its rinse and repeat. And I think using that mission statement to really define what you're going to do, you know, for us thinking about, okay, if we're going to deliver great food, great eating experiences accessible to all, and people are having trouble in this time literally accessing food, well, we're going to be part of that solution. We started a Panera grocery business where you can get raw ingredients kind of thrown in with your delivery.
Right.
It has to be a continual decision driver. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, continues to reinforce its effectiveness.
But by sticking to your mission statement, could businesses be at risk of just getting left behind if they don't change with the times?
So you can change major areas of focus underneath a mission statement, and you must. But it doesn't change the overarching vision of we're delivering one Panera for a healthier and happier world.
So here's a lesson I've learned in terms of how to know your mission statement and stick to it. If you've got a bagel, slice it vertically so you have a bigger spread for your cream cheese and stick to that.
Very close. Yeah.
Okay.
The lesson is being driven by your mission and your purpose every day. You cannot over-communicate it. And yes, vertical bagel slices forever.
Emily, thank you so much for chatting to us and for giving us these amazing bagel hacks.
Anytime.
929 is a Fiverr podcast. With Fiverr, you can make sure your business is optimized to perform online, build a website, create content that delights, and make sure it's seen by the right audience. Get started on Fiverr.com. And if you like the show, don't forget to hit like and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. But for now, I've got a bagel to attend to, so time's up.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.